We've had 125 episodes. There's been hours of content and countless guests. We've had two radio stations, but there's always been one site. Welcome to the new Evil Avatar Radio.
And welcome to Evil Avatar Radio, episode number 125, here on 1170 WACV. It is Monday, September 29th, and, well, it's been a hectic week as far as gaming is concerned. For some people, it's been more hectic than others. It depends. Did you get a beta code this week? Did you? Well, some of us did, and we're going to talk about that.
It's real easy. All you have to do is whine about it on your podcast.
Yeah.
And your loyal listeners will come through. And I can't thank those of you who send things in enough.
I know.
I do just want to say one thing. Like, this is the exact same thing as when the dog begs at the table and you give him food.
Yeah.
Now you know what's going to happen every single time there's a beta. Yeah, we're going to come on the air and we're going to beg.
Yeah, so over the weekend I got not only a SOCOM beta code, but a Little Big Planet beta code as well. So thanks to everybody that helped us out. You got a beta code.
I got a SOCOM beta code. I was able to. I didn't get it until late last night. Thank you for sending those to us. We got multiple.
Mine came from Raven. Yours came from whoever it was that sent us the email, and we'll get to that here in just a second. But we want to thank everybody that sent us beta codes for this. That's great.
It's nice to have it there. I got it downloaded. I got it patched up. But
can anybody give me a Resistance 2 beta code? I'd like to get into that. Yeah. What else is going on?
Huh, let's see. Anybody? We got any others we need?
We got any others that, that we can
listen to
deal
clip
with?
23.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
That was the wrong thing. Hang on. There, that's better. Boy, what was that?
I don't know.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Apparently we're...
But I was asking if you had any GTA 5 beta code.
I'm sorry, say again?
You got any GTA 5 beta codes?
GTA 5 beta codes?
We should just start throwing stuff out there and see if it lands in our mailbox.
Yeah.
Halo
yeah.
MMO beta code.
But yeah, that was good just to have a beta code for those games. And I fired up Little Big Planet and played some of that. Daniel, you're going to love this game.
I know.
You are going to love some Little Big Planet.
Is it repetitive and ugly?
Totally.
That is like my criteria.
Do only 30 people like it anywhere?
No, I mean, it's got a... yeah.
Yes. I've been waiting for another repetitive and ugly game.
No, he's definitely going to love it. I enjoyed the platforming aspect and the levels that were already created. I don't know if I've got the patience yet. I haven't messed with the level creator just yet, so I don't know how extensive and difficult it is.
Right.
Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I haven't messed with that yet. I was very content to playing other people's work. I'm like, yeah, you put in that effort. I'll play your level that lasts 15 seconds. Something that took you an hour or so to create. I will run through it in 15 seconds and be satisfied. So that was great. A lot of people love messing with rockets and skateboards. They will build a long runway for you that has a jump at the very end and let you build up enough speed. Your little sack boy's hanging on for dear life. And the skateboard gets airborne, flips a little bit. Your guy gets separated. I did this twice because it was so much fun. He got separated, landed on the finish line, and so the score is like tallying up. And after about a minute or so, this skateboard runs through, smacks me against the wall. And I was like, that's the best. I have to do that again. 15 seconds, and it was tons of fun. So... But I'm enjoying the Little Big Planet beta. But you got to play a little bit of SOCOM. I tried.
I played a very little bit of SOCOM.
It didn't last that much for me.
And getting it downloaded and playing it this afternoon.
Yeah, I had some connection issues. Boy, I could spectate the hell out of that game, but I couldn't play it.
You know, the thing that surprised me most, I have not, I haven't pursued any multiplayer Call of Duty 4 in probably 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped it. I began playing other things because other things started showing up in my own personal queue, things that I needed to deal with. And like anything else, you step away from something that always requires you to be on the competitive edge, and it gets to be very difficult to go back because your skill levels drop below what everybody else has. Never a problem with Call of Duty 4, but I have not played it in nearly half a year.
Right.
Still, in my mind, very, very, like,
the control
in very sharp contrast to everything else, I need to control a game like that the same way I controlled COD 4.
I know.
So I was sitting there fighting what SOCOM wanted me to do. It wasn't what Call of Duty did.
It actually feels weird playing with a PS3 controller and trying to get the COD.
A little bit, mostly because of how I would interact with the D-pad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally you just drop your thumb to hit the D-pad on the 360 controller, and that's not the case here. So I felt that the layout was a little awkward, but I didn't spend the time necessary to completely remap everything, which I'm almost 100% certain I saw was an option. So it was very time limited. I certainly can't speak to any kind of conclusion right now. All I can say is that I thought it was really limited by the nature of my connection at the time.
Yeah,
I didn't have a particularly good connection, and I don't have a Bluetooth headset connected to my PS3 right now. So all I was able to do was listen to my various squad mates
yelling at
tell me why we were all dying.
Because you don't have
a
headset.
Apparently, because like there are glitches and there's invisible dudes.
Mm.
Like, this is what I heard. I heard invisible dudes about 100 times. And then, like, about the 15th time I got knifed out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah?
I realized that I didn't get knifed because it's possible to throw a knife 150 yards. I got knifed because of invisible dudes. So I'm going to be going back to that tonight and checking out the status of things. But I like it.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
I also got...
Can I get those little kinks out of the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, definitely.
It's not bad.
But whatever, there's kinks, I don't care.
Well, no, like, if that's all the issue is, like, the little kinks.
If you're talking about bugs, if you're talking about connectivity problems and stability issues, which I understand have been consistently improved upon, that aside, what I'm seeing in the core gameplay is very solid.
See, and that's the important thing.
It's important.
It's a beta.
Very happy about it.
Well, awesome.
Yeah, I also played, I downloaded the Mega Man demo and played a little bit of that. Very little, because I kept dying.
That's Mega Man.
I know. Which, by the way, while we're on the topic of Mega Man, Xbox Live Arcade announcement was World War, or whatever it's called, but no announcement of Mega Man. I thought Mega Man was coming out on Xbox Live Arcade this week, but they have not announced it. I could have sworn that it was this week.
It was scheduled for October 1st, everything I saw.
Yeah. It has not been. Major Nelson announced the Xbox Live Arcade games this week, and Mega Man was not on that list. It was one game. Now, maybe he's supposed to just let us assume that, oh, okay, Mega Man's involved with that? They usually post about that, but they haven't posted that. So I'm not sure if it's coming or not. So I played a little bit of that. I downloaded a demo on the PS3 for The Last Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you played that?
No, I've got the demo. But
yeah. You check that out. That's a little strange. It messes with your head a little bit. Jeremy, that's something you should pick up as well.
What's that?
It's called The Last Guy.
He's saying you need your head messed with.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Have you done? Have you know what I'm talking about?
No. Okay. Actually, when I reacted like that, I was thinking of something else. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Download it and play it, and maybe we'll talk about it Thursday or whatever. Because I'm curious to see what you think about it. And you haven't played it yet. You've got it, but take a look at it. Also downloaded Wipeout HD, and I love that game.
I'm like, yeah.
You're so there.
I
know you need a trial or something,
Well, it's annoying.
It's nice to have.
It's right on the border. It's 20, right?
Yes.
It's 20 bucks.
$20.
Like, that's cool. Like, any other time, $20, like, whatever. But, you know, I got plenty of bucks to spend. Like,
I know.
And as much as I'm a huge fan of Wipeout, like, I really would have appreciated a trial of some kind. I take it for granted.
Come over to the house, play
I completely
your trial.
Take it for granted that everything that's available,
do it yourself, trial.
You know, over on the other console interface thing, you know, the whole whatever. I mean, I can trash them for looking Play School all I want, but I'll be damned if I don't actually get to try out everything they've got to sell me, so... You know, whatever. It actually feels really good to do that. So, a little angerifying that I can't.
I know.
I can't get to that.
Because I looked at it too.
You posted screenshots. Thanks for that.
Totally my intention.
Yeah.
And especially, and it was wonderful to see Kevin get, love that and start, hey, is this on PS3 only?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Kevin, it is. They did a Wipeout for PC, though, didn't they?
It's been a very, very long
time. Oh, no, I know it's been a long
time. I don't want to misspeak, but I think it was Wipeout 2097 at the same time as the original Wipeout. That was on PC. It was essentially the same thing, and there may have been a Wipeout XL on the PC at the time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It is so, so pretty. Just a gorgeous game. Were you going to pick that up, Jeremy?
Wipeout?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Cool. Again, pick it up. We'll talk about it on Thursday. that's when we're going to talk about all that stuff. Let's see.
I want to talk about Mega Man, but I can't do that this hour.
Okay.
That will have to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, you're totally right. You can't do that this hour. Not with the amount of frustration I'm sure that it gives
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I made it to Dr. Wily.
That's a good sign, though, actually, that it's what it should be.
So,
I can't talk about it on the radio. Right.
So now that you've had a chance to play it, what do you think about that achievement, beat it 5 times in one day?
Isn't it 3 times in one day?
No, it's 5.
It's 5?
Three is way too easy.
Put your hand on the button.
Man. That's one I may have to pass on. I don't know. I'm already rethinking my buying it on the 360 as well as the Wii. So
yeah, it's like once is enough, right?
I may just be done with it when I beat Wily the first time.
I agree. Well, you know, I wouldn't blame you. I would not blame you whatsoever for that. What else have I played?
You picked up. You got. Hell's Highway, Brothers.
I've
in
got
Arms.
Brothers in Arms.
It came in the mail.
It's in the mail and it's ready to play. And I'll probably do that tonight.
But I picked it up at the at Ye Olde Brick and Mortar rental for the PS3
mm-hmm.
when we were dropping off some movies. I was like, hey, this is good. I really want to check this out. I have not. Feel free, if you like, to tell me anything I need to know about Brothers in Arms. I have avoided the series completely. When the first game came out, I gave it a try. I did not like it.
I did too.
This probably had more to do with me than the game. I simply needed. I was still tapping the vein with...
I was coming off of Medal of Honor.
That's exactly where I was. Medal of Honor, Call of Duty-style gameplay, mm-hmm. very fast, very unrealistic. And I was still very much embedded in that, in the World War II play style, but,
right.
or in the setting, but something about it didn't sit well with me. I believe I tried it on my computer. That may have been the case, and it wasn't handling it well. I honestly don't know, but I didn't cotton to it one bit. But I was like, you know, this looks like a thing. I'm going to pick it up. It's something that I'd really like to be able to form an opinion on. It's very disarming for me. I should be uncomfortable. It's very strange. When I look at Call of Duty 5, well, Call of Duty World at War,
yeah.
I'm not happy about the prospect of going back to the Second World War. I mean, for obvious reasons, we have simply been there long enough. But I look at Hell's Highway, and I don't. I never felt the same thing. I was like, oh, it's Hell's Highway. I'll take a look. And you know, it's very specifically dealing with in terms of what's happening in the theater of war. It's dealing with Operation Market Garden.
Market Garden. It's the 10
and
days
your characters
of that.
And your place in it. So it has problems. The performance is consistently lower than it should be, in my opinion. The controls are not as sharp and snappy as I think there ought to be. There are squad commands and the necessary problems that you always have with certain AI elements in those regards. Some pathing, less than you might think, but they are there. I don't like the FOV. I wish that the view angle was a little wider. You know, feel a lot the same way I did when Bioshock came along, and I was like, hey, you need to kick me out to like 90 instead of 60.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that little issues. I'd like the controls to be sharper and stuff like that. Very solid gameplay. Really, really good storytelling. Sometimes the narrative gets a little, it trips on itself a little bit, and there are gaps. But like, on the whole, like I'm really impressed with what Gearbox has done. Like they've decided that one of the most distinct elements of the game is how it tells this story. It is. I don't want to say it's copping someone else's style, but like from the first second of the game, you know, they're pitching it to me the same way that Band of Brothers pitches it to you. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's never a bad thing.
No, it works. It works because the pitch is right down the middle. You know, they're throwing heat, basically.
Yeah.
So I like it. Like, I sat down with it, and I was like, I'm going to try to form a quick opinion with it, and I, you know, blew through a third of the game. I'm fond of it. It is a solid rental. I'm probably going to wind up saying that an awful lot this season. A lot for me, a lot for the, you know, I have to concede the sheer number of titles that are coming out. This doesn't quite make it to purchase territory. Played a little bit of the multiplayer. it was a little sloggy.
Yeah, I'm sticking out. But, you know what? I think a long time ago in the development process of this game, they had mentioned co-op for this.
Yeah.
And there was, because I remember when we got to E3, Nick asked the guys, hey, you know, I'd love, can't wait to check out the co-op. And they're like, we can't talk about the co-op. And you know, then we found out, well, there's a reason they can't, because it's not going to be there.
Right.
So,
all in all, you got a few minutes. You don't mind participating in.
And you don't have many minutes left, actually. You got a couple of days,
but
and
I'm
then
saying,
it's, you're going to be overrun with games.
And what I would need somebody to clarify for me is what's going on in this game, how they've dealt with the games up to this point. Is this any kind of departure from what's been done in the games before? If it isn't, if this is how they've been doing it, then I actually feel, you know, somewhat ashamed myself for not giving it more of my attention, for out of one side of my mouth griping about the complete lack of stuff that's happening in this game, regardless of the overall quality of the game, and then totally not noticing it. So there's some of my own shortcomings coming back to haunt me. But it's good. I am going to finish it, and I don't think I'm going to regret my time with it at all.
Jeremy, did you play any? Well, you did a lot of work in this weekend.
I
was about to say, you didn't get home very much this weekend.
I worked 40 hours in 3 days. Because of an internet.
Ew, that's gross. Daniel?
I was actually pretty busy this past week, too. But I played some more Warhammer, and I played a little bit of Spore. Spent a little more time doing that.
Yeah, I guess it goes without really saying, doesn't it?
Like, I mean, I keep going back to it. Like, that's why. I don't know. Spore's really good for me. I don't know. But I keep going, I feel like playing a little bit tonight, and I'll sit down and play a couple hours.
And Dennis?
I've been playing a lot of Bioshock, actually. Just, I picked up a used copy this weekend, and...
Had you never played that?
I have played it.
Okay.
But I found a used copy. I never owned it myself.
Did you play it on the PC?
No, I played it
on...
Oh,
you played it on the 360,
played it on
okay.
My brother's 360.
That's right. I remember this.
Did you play it before they kind of did some of the quality of life patching that they did later
on?
Yeah,
I did. I played it before that.
It's actually a lot nicer. I've gone back to it on the 360 since they opened up the FOV angle and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was an enormous improvement for anybody that has an eye for those things. I really liked it, but, yeah.
Yeah, because I also picked up Mass Effect. I haven't put it in yet because I had to kill some big baddies.
You had to kill some big daddies. Let me tell you a thing about Mass Effect. Your tank has a cannon on it.
Well, there you go.
It's on the right bumper.
Yeah, if you want to play it on hard, then don't use the cannon.
Right, you want to play it on your own hard mode?
Yeah.
Don't use the cannon.
Two-thirds of the game only using the auto cannon instead of the giant cannon.
So sad there's no achievement for that, because you would have gotten it, Dana. But
That's very impressive.
Yeah, achievements related to complete ignorance of basic game mechanics. Dana has got you all whooped, I'm just saying.
But yeah, once I finish Bioshock, I'm going to start up some Mass Effect.
That's good. It's a good game, I'm telling you. I talked a lot of crap about it, and I, whatever. I still think it was mostly legit, but I couldn't stop playing it. It was a really fun game.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a look here at the weekly releases that we've got. Nothing really big sticking out here.
There's a big weekly release. There's a...
Silent Hill Homecoming is
what I'm looking at.
Yeah,
that's what we got. That's what we got. Everything else, see ya.
Well,
I will say one thing though. What about everything? How did I miss this Xbox Live Arcade mech game?
Like, I don't know, and that's why I don't know this game until Wednesday. I don't know what it is. I don't understand anything about it. I'll think about you on Wednesday when I can download your trial code and decide whether or not it was a bad thing that I missed it.
Yeah, I know. But I saw news come up about it today, and I'm like,
yeah. It's like a mech game where you murder the universe.
But it seems like everyone else in the world missed it. Like, I'm not the only one. Like, everybody's like, I don't know what this is, but apparently
it's a joke. It's two screenshots.
Yeah, I think pretty much.
It's going to be like a YMNTD when you download it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lolcat. It's not actually a game.
It's not actually a game.
It's a lol mech.
I'll pay for that. but I love mech games.
It's hard to go wrong.
Like,
mech games
really
have actually been underrepresented in the 21st
century. Yeah, I was saying, I haven't seen one in a long time.
Tell me the irony of this. We've moved into the 21st century, and in veritably, we are in the 21st century, and mech games have all but disappeared from the face of the earth.
I don't know what people are doing. Like,
it was the job of mech games, among other things, to help me envision a time beyond the 20th century.
What this world would be like.
The 21st century has forsaken mech games.
Which is ridiculous.
It is.
because walking armored combatants are like.
I know. More Met games.
Somebody revive Resurrect. License.
Yeah, or you know, I'll take Star Siege.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I'm looking forward to this trial.
Sure. I mean, things that I don't know stuff about might be good.
Yeah. They might.
Because I don't know about them.
It's
haven't learned all the
how
bad
do you
things
not,
yet.
Why would you not? I'm kind of. Why would you not?
This isn't the first time it's happened. This has happened a number of times.
Especially with Xbox Live Arcade, I've noticed. Like,
they keep it in their pocket.
Like, oh, by the way, this is out in 2 days.
Yeah, it's like a velvet bag full of, like, goodies.
Yeah.
And they pull stuff out. And they're like, hey, look at this.
Look
what we found
here.
In there.
Look at that.
It's fantastic. So we'll find out.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've got Silent Hill Homecoming for the 360 and the PS3. Sonic Chronicles, which is the DS.
That's the
BioWare
one.
Yeah, it's the Sonic. It's the Sonic BioWare game, which is kind of strange.
Are you
to
saying
say.
Wrong? The BioWare game for Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you have to do it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
There
has to be
sure
a lot of doubt in that statement. And it has to be sort of an interrogative. It's making sense. Because I can't take that one on faith. I really can't.
No.
It's an interesting combination. But that's what you've got to look forward to this week for you on the releases. And normally we don't talk about movies, but Iron Man out on Blu-ray. So there you go.
I've totally seen it, but I'm really looking forward to watching it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I was walking when I picked up Hell's Highway. I was walking through the Blu-ray and... section, and like there's essentially nothing in that section that I have not seen. It's either stuff I've seen before or stuff that I don't want to.
You have no intention of seeing, yeah.
But so it's very difficult. But I realized, and I remember this being the same thing with the conversion to DVD the first time around. I'm totally willing to watch the majority of stuff I've already seen, simply for a preternatural level of crispness on my HD set. I don't know why I'm willing to do that. It's the same movie.
It is. It's completely the same movie, but, you know, it's like that first time you ever saw an HD channel in your life. I don't watch...
Yeah, what did we watch? Golf?
Yeah, I don't watch any of these sports, but
we
they're in
the
HD.
Eagle,
that's
the grass.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful.
I remember that. That was a lot of fun.
So, yeah, that's what we got coming up. Okay, time to go to a commercial. When we come back, we'll be talking with B.A. Penguin, Nick Paleo. He's going to be calling in, and we'll be talking to him about co-op gaming and anything else that he would like to say coming up here in just a bit on Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. To Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. Thought I'd go back to some old music there that we used to do.
I wanted to get you some Mega Man 9 tunes.
You know, what's funny?
There,
what's funny? How long did we recycle a bunch of stale old Mega Man?
Only to go back to
like 8-bit stuff for the past year
and
a half.
And now it's all new again?
Right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, and now there's a reason for it?
Yeah.
This amuses me to no end.
I'll get some of those for next week then.
All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Well, not real quick. We've got Nick on the line. Nick, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Nick.
Hey,
how's
Nick.
It going?
Hello.
It's going pretty good. How about you?
It's going quite well for us. And I have to say this right now, but if you don't mind, could you share the line with James, with Fitbibits?
Sure, let's bring him on.
All right, here we go. I might cut both of you off. You know how that goes with me. James, are you there? Fitz?
Oh,
Fitz, you there?
I am totally here.
There he is. Okay. I had to get the accent, otherwise you sounded a little bit like Nick.
Oh.
All right.
I'm here as well.
Both of you guys are on the air now. So, James, language, be careful.
yeah, I caught myself just a little bit too late there.
Yeah, just be careful. I got a button I can dump you on, but I totally forgot to give you the warning spiel.
It's on a long cooldown, too.
Yeah, so we haven't used it in a while, so don't make it tonight. So, how James, how you been doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
You know, just trying to get my faculties in order,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
Of course. Nick, how's Co-Optimus going?
things are going really well over there, actually, and things are getting better, actually.
Yeah, before we go further, what's up with, hey, we're going to put co-op in this game that we talked about, but we're going to do it later?
I don't know. You know, it's really annoying. First Little Big Planet did it, and I was like, okay, you know, it still had the co-op, at least. It was just the co-op content creator thing, the online version of it.
Right.
And then late Friday afternoon, Microsoft decided to drop a bomb, and Fable 2 said, hey, we're not going to have the online co-op at launch. We're gonna patch it in later. At least, Fable 2, at least they said we're going to patch it within the first week. I think Little Big Planet just said shortly after launch, so they kind of left it open.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why they're doing this. I don't know what's. I don't get it. You sit there and you promote. Look, we've got this really cool co-op scheme for Fable 2. These little bubbles float around. You can play with your friends, but not when you buy the game.
Like,
at launch.
Like the little bubbles were the turn on. Like I'm watching the thing and I'm like, okay, like Peter Molyneux is doing his thing, and it's like, hey, look at those. Yeah. Like, well, I get to be one of those. That's awesome.
You know what that essentially did for me was I'll just wait a week to pick that up.
Yeah.
I won't get it on launch day.
I actually think that's the best case scenario. I mean, my personal opinion, and I, there are probably a few people who share this, is that it's, man, that is a, not just, I don't want to just say that the season is crowded and you can't afford a thing like that, but that, like, that Fortnite is crowded. That's a busy couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And any game that gives me any reason not to pick it up on that day loses a little bit of my mind share. So it's very, I'm going to do the same thing you're going to do. I'm going to pick it up a week later, but it's still possibly going to suffer from, you know, whatever. Fallout 3 delivered on every bullet point.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to be doing. I don't know. I hope it doesn't suffer too much. I really want to enjoy it.
And so, you know, I just wanted to bring that up to you. Now, we all know over at evilavatar.com that you're going to be a daddy.
I am going to be a daddy.
And I know you went to the hospital, yesterday, was it?
It was Friday, or Thursday or Friday last week.
That's right. You got to see the little penguin, I guess.
He was swimming around in there already. Or she. We really don't know what it is yet.
But yeah, everything's going okay on that front then?
Yeah, everything's good.
Yeah, cool. All right, man. Well, what else is going on with you?
Well, you know, we've been kind of hyping up tonight for a while now. And
we're going HD.
We are going Evil Avatar. We're getting syndicated on Sirius now.
God, I wish.
Actually, what I called is sort of bad news. Well, it's bad and it's good.
It ain't bad news.
Yeah. I'm officially announcing my resignation from EvilAvatar.com. Yeah, shocking, I know. Like, you never saw it coming. But yeah, I'm stepping down and stepping away from the site and going to concentrate solely on Co-Optimus.
So you're leaving Evil Avatar.
Indeed, I'm gone.
You're totally breaking. Like, no, there's no residual. You're not gonna hang around and do other little things for the site. You're totally breaking away.
Yeah, I mean, I might be there for community stuff, might reply to posts here and there, but for the most part, I will not be around the site.
Wow.
And you know the reasons. There's, you know, personal reasons. You know, I've been talking about it for a while with you that I felt it was probably going to be time to step down soon. I talked about maybe helping you guys out with the podcast and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there were some political things that came up recently. And so I decided it was time to step down and step away. So,
James, what do you think of this news?
Not for the community, but...
Can you speak up a little bit? You're coming in really light.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, that's better. Wow.
Yeah, I was watching football. I'm sad for the community, first and foremost, because without the community, there would be no Evil Avatar. At the risk of throwing people over the edge, I too am leaving evilavatar.com completely, moving on, stepping away, taking off my cap, relinquishing my red, all of that.
all the different terminology. Yep. So the top poster at EVAV is leaving.
Yeah, I figured I would give someone else a decent shot at it.
I don't know, man. You're in the 20,000 range. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, I think 23 was the last time I checked.
He knows. Okay, well, both Nick and James, I mean, you guys have been there. Nick, how long have you been with EVAV?
About 5 years.
James, how long?
5 years on the staff, yeah.
Yeah, James, how long have you been with EVAV?
About 5 years.
About the same amount of time.
I think he started short, like a month or two after me.
Yeah.
And both of you now resigning your positions and leaving the site.
Correct.
Well, there's more to that than post count, though. You guys are heavy lifters there.
You guys bring,
I can't exactly quantify it, but you guys bring a lot to the table. A lot to the table.
We do, and again, you know, that's partly why I feel for the community and all of this.
Yeah.
You know, Nick and I, I don't want to discount anything that anyone else did to the site, but I think Nick and I have certainly been at the forefront of the growth of Evil Avatar and having it, you know, moving it from a niche little, you know, indie quote unquote blog to where it is now, and on a personal note, it's heartbreaking for me to leave. It's not the way I wanted to leave, not that I wanted to leave at all, but to use the words of many football coach, my position has become untenable, and time to move on.
Yeah. You know,
it's not a decision that I've made lately. I've been thinking about it now for a long, long time. And again, you know, I can only underscore how I feel for the community. It's like an extended family, cheesy as that may be. That's just kind of where it's been like.
It's a big deal. 5 years, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into something like this, and then you're ready to move on and leave. And get away from it. I mean, Nick obviously has Co-Optimus going on. He's got the weekly release. He's got a kid on the way. He's obviously got a lot of stuff, but then to hear that James is also leaving, for those reasons, kind of puts a little bit more of a light on the situation, I guess you could say, and kind of brings it a little bit more into focus. Not to take away from you leaving, Nick, as you just can understand exactly, you know, what you've got going on.
It definitely highlights the fact that there's more than just personal reasons for myself leaving. And, you know, it wasn't an easy decision, even though, you know, I've been thinking about it, but there just comes a time when you realize, okay, enough is enough. You don't agree with things, and it's time to move on, so.
Yeah.
One final point I would like to make is, you know, my reasons for leaving will, you know, they'll eventually be out there for people to, you know, to kind of disseminate and, you know, kind of ruminate over. But a big part of me leaving was my feelings for the community. What I feel Evil Avatar say owes the community. There's a disconnect there, and in time that'll all come out in the wash.
Yeah.
There's just a disconnect, and sadly, I just couldn't do it any longer. It's sad. It's like, I feel like I've been divorced twice in 1 year now.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I mean, that's like, you know, kind of leaving a big family behind and, whatever.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's sad news, obviously, with anything like this that happens, but obviously, you know, it's you two guys are going to be missed, and honestly, I think I actually think the side will hurt without you being there. So you know, but where obviously Nick, you're going to be over at Co-Optimus.
Yep.
And obviously you got weekly release going on. Fitz, where are you headed?
Not too far. yeah, not too far. There's something in the wind.
Gotcha.
And you know, if you turn your nose a certain way, you'll catch a whiff of it.
Yeah. Well, guys, you know, in light of things, I appreciate you guys calling in and making that announcement. And of course, we're gonna get off the phone with you here in a bit and talk about Evil Avatar Radio and its relation into what's going on with this. But I appreciate you guys calling in tonight, and can't wait to have you on future episodes.
Definitely. Thanks for having us involved.
Yeah, thanks for showing up, guys. We'll turn our nose your way.
Yeah, we'll be sticking our nose in the air trying to find the scent. But thanks for calling in, and we will talk to you guys later.
All right, nice. Okay. Take it easy, guys.
Bye.
Good night. So, news there. James and Nick both leaving EvilAvatar.com, which I know on the air I kind of made it sound like, okay, I didn't know about this, but in reality, all of us in this studio right now that you may be watching on the cam, or you may see us in the chat room, or be listening right now, all of us were...
For those of you in the future.
Yes, and in the future. No, we should not leave out those that listen to us later on, because there are quite a few of you guys that do that, so... anybody listening to this right now, regardless if it's recorded, if it's live, we knew both that that Nick and James would be leaving the site. We were told ahead of time, and they wanted to make that announcement here on Evil Avatar Radio, and we are very, very thankful for that, and we're honored that they wanted to come on the show and do that. We've done this show now for over a year.
About 14 months.
A good you know.
Avatar Radio.
Yeah. It's been... In total, as Evil Avatar Radio, it's been 125 episodes. I'm not exactly sure, you know, I could have done all this today to figure out how many we've been involved with. It doesn't really matter. What we're trying to say in that is that this is the last episode of Evil Avatar Radio as you've known it.
The name is someone else's. It was here before we got here.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be there when we're gone.
And I need to say, and we all feel this way. Thank you, Philip Kohler.
Yes,
for handing the reins over to
thanks
us.
Thanks for giving us the step.
Yes.
You know, we didn't make no joke about it. Like, we jumped right on the coattails.
Yeah.
I was like, I see your coattails there. Can I stand on those?
And it's something that we wanted.
And we created our podcast, and it was a huge deal. It was a very, very big deal. That was the most serious conversation over a game of Bomberman and Xbox Live that you could possibly imagine.
That was how we communicated. That was how we got everything straightened out with taking over the reins of the show. But... we're in the same boat that Nick and James are both in their relation to leaving. And we're going as well. We're not going away. This show will lose its name as Evil Avatar Radio. We will no longer be called that. We are completely changing everything over from being EVAV. There will be, within just a few days' time... no inclination that pretty much we were Evil Avatar Radio, with the exception of our previous shows. Yeah. That's going to be it.
We're simply severing ties as completely and cleanly as we possibly can.
You know, I'll take my time at this point to resign as a Red as well.
Yeah.
Over at Evil Avatar. Might as well. No longer.
We want to make something clear. Community is people. Community is not a website. Community is not a name. Community is people. There are many places in the world for a community to light. To grow roots and to do what they do. We can't express at all how much we appreciate our listener base.
Mm-hmm.
Live chat room participants, all of our feed subscribers. It means absolutely the world to us, and we want to absolutely assure those people that we're not going anywhere. We're going to produce our show the same way we have. We're going to say what we want to say, be who we want to be.
Yeah. Those of you that remember before we were even able to launch our radio.
If you're old school, yeah. you'll remember what we're going to be.
This name may sound a little bit familiar.
It's a name that's been very close to us. And quite frankly, as much as the association meant the world to us and everything that it brought, we miss in-game chat.
We do.
So
if you're that old school, I am way impressed. Yeah. I am way impressed.
You know who one of the people that is that old school that's in the chat room right now? Disgustipated.
Yeah.
Our very first winner of a contest. So
we would. We're not exactly picking up where we left off, but we're taking what was ours, taking what we created, and the identity that all these people came together to create. So welcome to the last episode of Evil Avatar Radio as you know it, and the first episode of In-Game Chat.
In-Game Chat.
Like I said,
the second first episode.
No, we're not going to do that. It's a complete reboot. You know what happens when they take your favorite series and
yeah,
change its identity enough.
Screw
so
it up. Right.
Yes.
So what that means is that we're going to be hiring a younger, prettier cast and producing it on the CW or WB or whatever it is, you know.
And one of us will have to become like a sexy blonde or something.
Yeah.
Not it.
Now, a lot of you may be wondering, you're like, wait a second, this seems like, you know, and not to say that I know that that Evil Avatar Radio and that all of us involved were not, we did not make up what Evil Avatar is, and we feel strongly that the community makes up what Evil Avatar is. So you may be wondering, well, you know, Nick is leaving, now James is leaving, now the show is now leaving, what's going on, what's happening exactly, you could be confused. Within the next few days, in fact, before Thursday, you will know exactly what is going on.
As far as the show's relationship to that, you know, like I said, we don't have, as of this moment, we do not have any relationship to Evil Avatar.
Mm-mm.
But ingamechat.net, you can keep your eyes on it.
It's available. You can. It's up right
now.
Your
iTunes feeds will not change, but all the links, everything you need to see, everything that you will need in the future, as far as the show is concerned, you can keep your eyes on in-game chat, and our relationship to any future thing will be made very clear in the coming days.
Yes. Again, before Thursday, you will be completely aware of what's going on. But yes, ingamechat.net is up right now.
And I will say, as having tried to pull this whole site together to make this is a very seamless process for everybody, no one should have to change over iTunes feeds. That should all happen on the back end.
Yep, yep.
Like, we're trying to make this as smooth as possible for everybody involved.
Anybody listening to this on iTunes, you're not going anywhere. You don't have to find another subscription to sign up to. It's going to be the same one that you've been using.
And I'd like to point out that despite whatever very, very personal and semi-professional reasons have led all of us to make this decision, things that are possibly discussions best left elsewhere, regardless, this change enables us to grow in ways that we have felt unable to grow for a while. We are now in a position to make certain advancements, things that we have wanted to do for a very long time that we hope will bring the show more in line with its best self. The things that we've really wanted to do, things that we've understood from various people would, you know, be really great improvements, things that we've felt like doing for a very long time.
Yeah.
We now have far more abilities to create great podcasting.
And you may have questions, you may be wondering what's going on. If for some reason this all confuses you, our emails are still the same as what they always were. Our emails may redirect what you've sent to our new email
right.
address, but it'll still get to us.
If you've still got, you know, everyone at evilavatarradio.com, that'll come to us. But we would appreciate it if you could replace that with everyone at ingamechat.net.
Yeah.
It'll reach us the same way. You can reach us individually. Scott, James, Jeremy, Daniel, Dennis at ingamechat.net. You can do that. But please feel free. You have the least little comment you want to make. Visit our site. Send us an email. Drop us a line. Let us know.
Yeah, we enjoy the feedback. We love getting feedback, and again, we appreciate everybody that listens to the show and that has been listening, and we want you to stick with us. We really do. As far as what's going to become of Evil Avatar Radio, that's in the hands of I don't know who. That's in the hands of anybody
else.
I'm
sure the name will be passed to someone else at some point.
And maybe at some point, yes, you'll have, you know, Evil Avatar Radio again. I don't know, but you know, that is it for us as far as our connection with the site and as Evil Avatar Radio is concerned. Those of you that will be listening to the replay of this on allgames.com, All Games Radio, we're not going anywhere from there either.
still be on all games.
Talk to Bobby Blackwolf over there. Our replay will still happen at the same time. Everything over there will change over to in-game chat. And you again, nothing changes. The only thing that changes is our site affiliation and the name of the show. That's it. The content of this show and everything else, not going to change. The way we're doing this,
and
shows on...
recording it at the same time.
Yeah, no, exactly. Everything stays just as it is.
We've got James online, too.
Yes?
Yeah, he wanted to mention one more thing.
Okay, well, we'll throw him in. James, you there?
Nope, wrong one.
Wrong one. Oops, I'm sorry. Hang on. There we go. Yeah, I just automatically went to line one. James, you there?
I am here.
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, not much, man. I just, with everything that was going on earlier, I got a little bit wrapped up, and I forgot to say one thing, and that was just to thank everyone at evilavatar.com for an awesome 5 years, and just from the bottom of my heart, thank you. It's meant the world to me, and I hope that in time we can all meet up again somewhere else.
Yeah, well, no, totally, and you know, appreciate you, appreciate everything, and thanks for your help and talking to us over this. Hang on, Dana, yes?
Line three.
Okay.
You need to pick up line three.
Okay, I need to pick up line three, apparently. James, thank you again.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, who's online? She didn't even tell me who this was. Hello?
Hey, this is Philip Kohler.
Hi, Phil.
How are you guys doing?
I don't know. Have you been listening to the show?
I have been.
Okay.
I don't think he just randomly
called. Thank you for the kind words.
Well, you know, he's also aware of what's going on, so I didn't know if he's just like, oh, crap, forgot the time, because he's on a big time difference and called in. So
I did tune in a little late, but I tuned in actually right as Nick was calling. So.
Okay, well, just, you know what? Now that you're here, thank you. Thank you for you know, giving us the reins to this, and... I know that you are aware of everything that's going on as well, and support this shift also. So.
Yeah. I actually kind of just wanted to call in to make sure that people knew that I supported it as well. Actually, also to, you guys were saying nice things about me, and, you know, I appreciate that, but I should really be thanking you guys for, like, keeping the show running after I handed it over and keeping that name out there for as long as you guys did.
Well, it was great, and we had a blast as Evil Avatar Radio. We really did. And we're going to continue doing that as in-game chat. I
exactly.
Promise you. You may be thinking this is a huge shift in stuff, but it's not. It's really not. A name change and a site association, that is the only difference. So that's pretty much it for it. But thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
And I mean, I think honestly, like you guys mentioned that it might, the Evil Avatar Radio might continue or whatever. I hope it doesn't. I think this should be it.
You think it should end this way, huh?
I'm throwing in my, it's not my name, whatever happens with it will happen, but I think this should be it.
Well,
I agree.
Okay, fine, we agree. But no, thanks for calling in. We've got to go, actually.
Okay.
So, but thanks again, and good luck out there, with 1UP and everything going on. We're
going to
have
you,
we'll have you again on the show.
I'm sure I'll be back.
Again, up. Nothing's changing. Thanks for calling, man.
Here, man.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you guys later.
Bye-bye. All right, well, that is the end of this episode of Evil Avatar Radio.
No.
I'm sorry, that is the end of Evil Avatar Radio. This is going to be fun.
We'll see you next time.
Yes.
On in-game chat.
We will be in-game chat.
Keep your eyes open. Keep your wind to the nose to the wind. Like,
in fact,
we're here.
Just keep listening to us.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what's going on.
It's coming soon. We'll talk to you later. Good night.
Hey guys, welcome to In-Game Chat.
Welcome back to In-Game Chat.
Whether you're here before or not, we don't really care. We're glad you're here now. We're glad we're here now, as a matter of fact. So, In-Game Chat, we're hoping that you have not somehow queued to this point in the show without hearing all the previous things.
But, yeah, look,
because that's going to be a lot of fun for you.
It's like a puzzle. They can figure it out.
Your feed is still working properly.
Yeah, if you miss the beginning, you're going to be totally lost. So, go back and listen to the beginning. Or at least the last 10-15 minutes of the show.
Yes, we're glad to be here. We like the name, we like what we were doing. We could not possibly have done as well as we have without the community and the listeners and the support that Evil Avatar Association brought us. But we honestly believe we've come as far as that arrangement could possibly have
yeah, been. Exactly.
And the show and its attachment to the community is completely...
Bingo.
It's infected. That's what's important. And believe me, not only is it still intact, it is... It's furtive. It's, like, it's there. It's alive. Like, for people who are concerned about that, that's all I can do is reassure you that it is very much...
Right.
Still there. And, you know, Scott, you know, we were given the reinsurances, like, nothing's going to change. We need to let you know that, like, we're still producing this. There's going to be no... We're not going anywhere. There's not going to be a hiatus while we get our shit together. Believe me, we've been psychotically busy.
Our shit's fucking together.
To get our shit together. It's pretty squared away. Like, not entirely.
No.
Don't worry about it. We are always taking suggestions. We are always, again... You can still, you know, the email at everyone at Evil Avatar Radio still works, but please, you know, point your mail program
change
of choice
your,
to...
Change your contact to everyone at in-game chat.net.
In-game chat.net is live and available for your looking at.
Right. And now, if you think the site looks stupid... Then you go to hell. No, I'm just
and
kidding.
You know,
no, like, really,
there's
honestly.
There's still some housekeeping. We got to get a logo up there, but it's coming.
There's a place to sit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, well, leave a comment and be like, hey, you should fix this. And I'll look at it and go,
but
hey.
No, here we are. And as much as we would like to let you know that things are not changing, that's the kind of not change that we do to reassure people that nothing is going wrong. Truth be told, there are changes afoot, but it's improvements that we're looking to make. We have been freed up. We've been granted avenues of growth that we simply did not have before. We were bumping our heads on the ceiling. We just didn't have enough places to go and enough opportunities to do things we want to do. So those things are going to happen. We're here. They're happening for us. They're happening for you. It's a great, big, like, sort of amazing, weird thing. I don't know.
So one of the changes I guess we should go ahead and tell everybody about is starting next week, we're still going to record everything the way we always have.
Yeah, production's going to work pretty much the same way.
Right.
But the distribution is changing slightly.
Yes.
Timetable.
We are going to record the live show at the same time. You'll be able to watch it in the same places at in-gamechat.net.
The links are available. They're there, right and left side of the page.
Yeah.
The chat room will pretty much stay the same. You'll still be able to see the webcam in the chat room. The in-game chat room.
I love that.
Thank you, Aniako, for that.
No, that was...
That was
Daniel.
Oh, that was you.
Aniako gave us our show title.
He gave us the show title. That's right.
Yeah, I came up with in-game chat room.
You came up with in-game chat room. Well, thank you for that.
It was just too easy, huh?
So after we record the live show, it will go up Monday evening for your consumption.
It will.
We will still produce a second hour, which will then go up on Wednesday. And then we will still record a show Thursday evening, which should go up either Thursday evening or Friday morning.
So really what we're doing is we're looking to break this up a little bit more, you know.
Into more digestible chunks, about hour chunks each.
So we're looking to try and to cover the week in a more even-handed fashion.
Right.
Our interviews are obviously going to be loaded towards the front end of the week on our Mondays. Live call-ins when we can accept them and when you choose to send them our way. That's what we're looking for. Those are the kind of things we got to maintain that live hour because that's how we like to handle the interviews. It gives you the opportunity to participate in the conversation to help us engage our interview subjects the way that they need to be done. We will still be... The manor has not yet been exactly dealt with, but we will still be soliciting questions from the web, from the email, from forum input for how to handle those things. That's something that we like to provide. We will continue to provide. That's what our Mondays are going to do. And then, you know, like I said, we're gonna continue moving forward more in this particular format, the one we're working on right now, for the later part of the week. That will all start next week.
Yes.
So, and as a, you know, the four listeners on All Games Radio, you will be getting the first two-thirds of the week.
Yes, you'll still get 2 hours on All Games Radio.
So.
I know, these are valid questions that are throwing up in the chat room, and I don't mean to go there.
No, it's okay. That's what we want to do. We didn't exactly have the kind of time we wanted to have. on the air to handle everything. So we want to take, like, the first portion of this hour.
Mott is asking, he was curious, does this hurt your ability to get certain people on the show? It will not.
In my opinion, a more honest answer, maybe in the extraordinarily short term. Maybe. There's always uncertainty when you're switching your name around.
Yes.
In the mid to long term, in the midterm, not at all. In the long term, no.
Yeah, no, it won't.
I promise you, no. It'll be weird. We will distribute that information to all of the people that we're familiar with working with. But we'll totally be cool. It was a concern of something that we talked about, but yeah, we will be pretty cool.
Yeah. If you've got other questions, feel free to email us. We mentioned this before, but in case you're just tuning in, everyone at Evil Avatar Radio still works. You can still send us email there. In fact, we got one.
Very good.
We already got one there from a listener in Australia. But you can still email us there. You may get a response back from, you know, one of us at ingamechat.net.
.net. It's .net.
Have the opportunity, go ahead and switch that.
Go ahead and switch it
right,
over.
Right, yeah, you can go ahead and switch it now if you want to. But
and
yes,
you know, we want to reiterate, like, it's totally, this is a professional decision for us. We will not speak for anybody else in regards to any other questions or suppositions. At the moment, we're speaking as the podcast, and to you as our listeners. This, and a lot of people have no association with Evil Avatar, and we're certainly don't mean to, like, drag that out. We just want to make it clear, this is entirely a professional decision. We were glad that we maintained connection to Endgame Chat. It's a name we liked. It's a thing that we really liked. We feel the time has come to go back to it, but we adore the community. We adore the listeners. We're going nowhere for you. Relationship is the same, we hope. Better. We really hope. So.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah, keep the email coming. I gotta say, it was very... We really appreciate, like, you guys are on the ball. Like, we just, like, totally went off. Jeremy, you weren't here. Dennis, you weren't here. It was a little bit bare last Thursday. But, you know, we did.
Yeah, my world sure went to hell Thursday. Yeah, talk about that later a little bit, maybe, just to let you know. But
yeah, he was there. Those guys had other obligations, personal and professional. That was a thing. Various networks were blowing up in other places, and some people are stupid enough to deal with those for a living.
Yeah. But
that's why you're here.
Really?
You guys weren't here. We did the normal shout out to people for, you know, hey, like, a few of our friends' lists are a little bit empty. We like having more people. We like seeing the names when we're playing. So we passed around the names. We didn't pass yours around in lieu of your absence because, you know, what are you going to do? That's yours. Yeah. It's up to you. But we really appreciate all of the new names that showed up on lists, both Xbox and PlayStation or Xfire.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Yeah, mad props for the X-Fire
ads. You know, that contact information is going to be available and accessible for every one of the co-hosts and producers of In-Game Chat on InGameChat.net. Again, very soon.
Yes,
so
very soon.
Anytime you're interested, visit the site, find out the info, join us on the friends list. We like it to be populated.
We do.
Yeah, we got friend requests and beta keys galore.
Friend request, beta keys, you guys come through. I'm serious.
Your
you guys
show,
are no kidding.
Key came from Maury Wood.
Maury Wood.
We didn't know his name earlier.
No, we didn't.
Yes.
Thanks, Maury.
It was a last minute thing. You really came through because, like, one of the other keys, turns out Scott Bogarted that key out from under me when I wasn't looking.
Ouch.
Sign into your PlayStation 3 every once in a while. It was, what, 3 days
Raven
since you had signed
for
in?
The other code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I talked
yeah,
to
Yeah, mad props to people to get
no,
us
so that. So that was real together.
So
man.
Thanks, Raven and Maury, for.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Our call.
But again, and I'm glad he stressed this, we're not abandoning the community.
No.
Nor are we abandoning our listeners in this. You guys, again, we're making this as easy as possible for you guys to continue listening.
We hope so. Let us know.
Yeah, exactly. If you do have any problems, please let us know with getting the show. But yeah, it's your subscription feed on iTunes, completely seamless. You'll still get the show.
We hope.
Yeah, we also hope that on Zoom. We're still looking into that. But yeah, it's and we hope you guys come along with us.
So enough of that. Enough looking back.
Yes.
Where the hell are we this week?
I don't know, man.
Silent Hill, you got that in a queue somewhere?
No,
I've never really followed.
I'll be buying it. Probably not this week, though.
I will get it.
It's like I got all of them except for Zero, I think, right now.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm a huge Silent Hill fan.
Man, I never would have thought. Thinking back to not quite 10 years ago.
Yeah.
With Silent Hill, that I'd raise an eyebrow at another Silent Hill game, like that I'd be completely dubious in regards to the entire notion of survival horror. Like,
really?
I don't know. Like, I'll wait for the opinions. I'll wait for people's thoughts to roll in before I dedicate even a minute of my time to that. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
It's changed since, what we saw back on the PlayStation. The survival
Horror
genre,
it's not
kind of as a whole, has come a lot more action game, really. I think it really started out with Resident Evil 4, which
There's articles floating around about that very subject right now. I was reading a couple today about the nature of where the hell is that genre actually gone? Because, for a minute it was the 800-pound gorilla at the end of the 32-bit era. Like it was,
oh, absolutely. And
it was the thing. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, maybe we had a belly full of it. I don't know.
Yeah, obviously, it's possible.
I'm sure we'll
see things that are going to be what we had back then brought into present day. But
I don't know. We'll see how well they do. I don't know how much patience we have for it anymore. Killing's easy.
Yeah. It really is.
If you make the killing good, then killing's easy. Think it's hard.
That's something I kind of, I've been sitting here thinking about. Like the first, four Resident Evil games, counting Code Veronica, right? The control was all that, you press up to move forward and you press left to turn left. And it was really cumbersome, and it made it hard to move, and made it hard to kill things.
Which is exactly the point.
Which is why it was scary.
Yeah.
But, the controls, they suck, really. And it's hard to go back and play that, but the sucky controls is a lot of what made it scary.
Now it's
become an action game because the controls have gotten better. That's why killing things is easy. How do you do a good psychological survival horror game with good controls? Somebody has to be able to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope.
But,
they're telling me Dead Space is some kind of survival horror. We'll see.
Eternal Darkness wasn't bad, but it really threw the psychological part of things into effect with the little things.
I wouldn't say I was ever exactly terrified of the game.
Well, there was that moment in the bathtub.
That was pretty cool, though.
Ooh. Have you played that?
No, I just... Your one sentence. There was that moment in the bathtub.
Well,
and it
those
was,
who played it know exactly what I'm talking about.
I saw that picture on the internet.
Yeah.
You're all welcome for that.
There's a moment in the bathtub. Yo. Thanks, Scott.
Stop.
Scott and his moment.
God.
Scott's moment in the bathtub.
And, the guy next to the piano with the...
I just sent you with the noose on him.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I don't know necessarily that it counts too.
I enjoyed it for what it was, which
love
was
the game, love the game.
Hope
I see more. I know we talked about
great,
about
great
that.
Send up of the particularly the Cthulhu mythos.
Mm.
Great. I want to see another one. I really do.
I do too.
And we keep hearing and that's about it.
Mega Man.
Yeah,
Mega Man.
All right. First of all, I fucking love the game. It's great. It's a Mega Man game, but...
I know, you're overjoyed.
Oh my god, man. The first time I sat down and played it, I beat 5 of the Robot Masters. Second time, I beat the other 3. Right? That leaves Wily's Castle. So, last night, I finally get all that shit at work taken care of. I get, all the servers back up and all that shit's back, running. I'm like, okay, I go home, I sleep, and spend most of the day, getting my brain back in the right place. And then I'm like, okay, it's time to beat Dr. Wily, clear Dr. Light's name, save the world from the evil robots. So, goddamn, those are some hard levels. And the thing about those levels is once you start them, it's your last opportunity to go to the store and buy extra lives and E-tanks and all that stuff. I kind of thought I might have a chance in between the different Wily stages, but nope.
No luck.
No. I managed to finally, after many hours, get to the last level. I get to Wily, Well, first, the last level, you go through, you have to beat all 8 Robot Masters again, and you have, like, you know, 2 lives to do it with. There's an extra life, so you actually get 3 lives. So, beat all the Robot Masters, try not to die while beating all 8 of those, then you go straight to Wily. His first form, people say, is pretty easy. I have kind of a tough time with it. I managed to get through it and have a little bit of health left and make it to the next one. And the next one kicked my ass a lot. And, of course, I run out of lives. I got to go back, beat all 8 Robot Masters again, beat Wily's first form, and try second form again. So, like, the 5th time, I beat the second form. I'm like, woo, fucker, take that. Yeah. And holy shit,
he's
back.
A third form.
The energy bar goes, deep, you know, fills back up. What the fuck? And there's Wily in his little, you know, pod thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's always the pod thing at the end of the Mega Man games. That's always the final form. How could I forget that? After 8 games, this is the 9th time. Like, I should remember by now. And he blinks in and out a couple times, shoots me, and I die. So, like, fuck. I can't. I have to. I'm going to need, like, some E-Tanks or something. So I quit, like, hoping against hope that it'll let me go to the stage select screen, go to the store, buy some shit, and go back. Now I got to go all the way back to the beginning of the castle. I'm like, well, that's it. I'm done for the night. So, even if I buy all that shit, I imagine I have to make it through the castle without losing all of my lives to get to that point to keep all that shit I buy. That's going to be fucking tough. I've done it before. It's been a long time. But,
You're going to do it.
How many lives did you have going...
Oh, when I started?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Going into the fight with Wily, how many lives did you have?
I had several times I made it there with 3 lives in reserve. Mm-hmm. So, the one I started with and then 3 spares. And I have not been able to beat all 3 forms yet.
Man.
He is fucking hard.
Mm. Oh, you're kind of putting me off on Bud.
Yeah, it's not even the hardest difficulty level.
No, I can understand that it's hard, but the fact that you can get all the way to that point, which is very good at Mega Man. I know it can be done. So, I mean, I can get to that point, but if you can't pass that point, I'm like,
what chance do you have?
What the hell do I have? Why would I spend my points? I want to say money, but it's points. Why would I spend my points on this game?
Which are,
they're money,
by the way.
Scott.
Money?
Negative money.
Right, yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, I got over my problems with the points trap, but, like, you know, it's still money, man. Just because it's broken up into inconvenient increments.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's... it's as if somebody comes to you and says, hey, there's this great game, you can put in hours and hours of playtime. However, what was that game that you had, the Blaster Master?
Blaster Master!
Listen to me. It's an entirely different thing when the game doesn't have an ending. Right? You can talk about how hard it is to get to the end of Mega Man. But it has an ending, we all know that. As everybody knows, Scott, Blaster Master ended somewhere in the middle of level 8.
Right.
There was a jump that you couldn't make, and that was the end of the game. That was a piece of mid-80s progressive snark on behalf of, like, one of the game's developers. I don't know why I'm one of the only people that can see this. It's like, you know, whatever. So I'm having a tinfoil hat moment. Clearly the game did not end.
That's all it is to it.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hey,
too.
Damn right you do, because that's the end of the game.
How many times I have to bring this up? Well, that's really great. I'm glad you're enjoying things that are exactly like other things.
Oh man, you should have seen me when I fired that shit up for the first time on the Wii, and it has the little 8-bit, you know, Mega Man sound, yeah. And I'm like hopping up and down, you know, oh my god, it's great, you know, my giggling best, like a little girl.
The best part about it is it does the it like gives you a little block of text to read, and then it's like, and then the city. Pause. Yeah. Blah blah blah. Comes up and it's like, was struck.
You know,
finishes
the
sentence.
Yes.
It has to finish the sentence.
Becky could probably give you a better description of my reaction to playing Mega Man 9 than I could, because she got no, you know, end of enjoyment out of watching me.
I bet not.
Experience Mega Man 9.
That should have been a live play.
Oh, yeah. It really should have. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
She's 2020.
That was fun, actually.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We'll start doing them.
All right. I want more, new old school games. Mega Man 9 was great. I want more of that.
I want Chopper Please. Commando.
Chopper Commando. Yeah.
Yes! I beat the two levels. Awesome! Let's play them again. But let's do that thing where I shoot the hole in the wall at the far left side and fly through it really fast, and then you see the dev's name. Destructible environment, though. Chopper Commando. Check that out. Way ahead of its time.
Oh, I did get to play a little bit of Spore.
What do you think?
It's not for me, is what I've decided.
That's fine.
The first bit where you're the little, bacterial thing going on. So I had fun with
the
that.
The cell stage is pretty darn addictive.
The cell stage was fun. It's one of those light little kind of mini
games. It's very much a little fun.
I could
mini
sit
game.
And play that and mm-hmm. have fun with that. The creature stage was fun until I got about halfway through it, and I was
long.
This is kind of mindlessly repetitive.
Yeah, it's
I'm really done with this.
That's
and
my
then,
least favorite, I think.
And then I got to...
Despite that I really love the creature stage editor.
Then I got to the tribal stage, and I saw firsthand the complaint about how drastically the control scheme changes, and it's very non-intuitive to go into that. And
That's why they give you a camera tutorial at the beginning of every single stage.
I didn't cope with that very well, so I just kind of stopped there. And I don't think I'm going to enjoy that part very much. I do want to make it to the spacefaring stage because I hear that's the best part.
It really is.
What I've experienced, I've already determined that this is not something for me that I'll enjoy. So
As much as I really like the core thing of what's going on there, like, as far as gameplay and stuff, which is, it's really for me. So, I really enjoy what's going on there. Bringing my fourth race, about to take my fourth race into Civ stage, taking three to space. Having to sit through the tutorial at the beginning of each stage every single time, that's kind of old.
I bet.
Like, first off, like you said, just make the camera the same every time. Like, don't change that, please. I don't want to have to sit through that part
of
the
Just
the
fact that I'd have to go through the creature stage again pretty much means I wouldn't play through another one. But,
well, one thing is the creature stage starts to go faster after you played it a time or two.
Yeah.
You just learn to be like, well, I'm just going to go one of these two routes and I'm just going to blow through it as fast as possible. Ignore what little objective craps they give you and just whoosh, and just fill up that little bar. You can do it in under an hour pretty easily. So. Like, making a creature is really fun, but playing creature stage is probably one of the least fun stages.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed. I think they could have done a lot more with it. But, all in all, I really like what they did, so. I'll still pop in every now and then and check on my little universe, my little galaxy, and see what's going on. In between Warhammer.
You were talking about mech games. There was a mech game released last week.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Why?
Too bad.
I know.
What mech game?
I know. For answer,
No, I don't understand the title, but
yeah.
It's a mech game.
Well, yeah, and it's Armored Core. Armored Core for answer, which has got to be one of the weirdest titles ever.
I don't know. Apparently they haven't looked at some of our titles.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, but what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything.
I bet it tells you when you play the game.
It's English.
Armored Core number, Armored Core number, Armored Core number, Armored Core weird title! What?
Yeah. Armored Core used to be hot shit for me.
God, man, and it was, like...
And cast back to the 32-bit era, but that Armored Core was hot shit. It was, it was a real beacon of, customizability and, really aggressive user interface and, really great action gameplay. And, in my opinion, the first iteration was really the best. Respective to the time it was released, respective to its environment, one was a big deal to me. I have tried previous iterations.
Did you play it on the... Have you played the... God, what number was that? The first one that came out on the 360, was it?
Four?
Four?
I believe it was four. I did play it. I didn't like it at all.
It felt weird. It didn't quite feel like Armored Core.
It felt like an underrepresented... Like a game underrepresenting itself. It felt a lot less like what... It felt a lot less like itself.
Yeah, it's almost like they toned back on a lot of what made it Armored Core.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, we got way too complicated. And I was like, no, you didn't. You started to get awesome.
Yeah.
And
now, complicated sometimes is awesome. I'm going to. I mean, that's
in a game
a firm
like
state,
that where you're
that's a statement that I've been willing to make in a lot of places. Ever since Warren Spector tried to tell me that the complications present in the original Deus Ex were not what made it awesome, I'll see your semantic argument. I'll agree that the complications were not the sole, they were not the core of what made it awesome. But sometimes complications are bitching.
Like, yeah,
I don't. If you honest to God think that micromanagement isn't fun, then believe me, there are plenty of places to go for that. But if you think across the board micromanagement is not fun, that gamers don't like micromanagement, you do not know who you're selling your thing to.
Absolutely.
I promise you.
Yeah.
There is a market for it. Certainly not everyone. Not everyone likes it, not everyone hates it, but I promise you. And not micromanagement without purpose, but you're talking about devoting an awful lot of off-putting a lot of the control, a lot of the ability to manage certain forms of complexity in a game, giving them to the gamer. A lot of times I don't mind if what you're letting me do is part of something really cool. Like, that's really great. So like, I'm just saying, like, yeah, you want to send. You're talking about customizable mech, customizable to whatever degree. You want to proceed towards the nth. That's actually really, really fine. I think a lot of people are going to enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah, and I think if maybe, you know, I don't know, if 4 or even for Answer had come out, you know, back when all the other Armored Cores were coming out, when we had that deluge of them, almost one a year for a while, it seemed like, on the PS2.
Like.
It was just nuts. They would have been better received, but that dropped after Chrome Hounds, and it was like, well, all right, you're a little, okay, well, I can equip a back weapon.
Which,
it's awesome, but
pay attention, industry. Listen up.
Chrome Hounds.
Great freshman effort.
Yes.
Let's see the sophomore effort. I'm just saying, Chrome Hounds, get to work.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really, honestly, because, man, building those mechs was fun. And I had way more fun building those than I did doing anything in Armored Core 4. Right. Like, I mean, the Armored Core games have gotten prettier, but I think they've focused a little too much on making stuff look shiny and pretty and not enough on making something different.
Core gameplay. We've
been doing this kind of thing. It's like we've been doing this since the PS2. I mean,
now,
I understand your graphic upgrades are nice, but I want something that's a little
more. I'm reaching back a bit, and I'm trying to straddle several generations here, and I don't know if this news made it around, but Tenchu. We like some Tenchu. I like sneaky ninjas. I like
he's going to bring that up.
I like doing that sort of shit. I have enjoyed all of the Tenchu games. We used to have our own little, long before we did this, we had our own little private endeavor, commercial endeavor that was completely squashed by giant people who are much better commercial endeavors than we are. But, like, we used to have a fantastic amount of time, like, building levels for one another in Tenchu. What was it, 2? Was it 2?
Tenchu 2.
Yeah, swapping memory cards. There's a constant little circle of memory cards running around.
I still think
store.
About those levels every now and then.
Yeah, so do I. So
mostly
do I.
About how a lot of mine were on my memory card that got stolen when they broke in and got my PlayStation.
A lot of them were on Matt Van Hatten's memory card that he ate.
Yeah.
Which, that episode's back there somewhere. You have to go looking for it. But
it's called, what was it? Shot a Controller or something like that.
Whatever.
Damn It Slam.
It was Damn It Slam.
It was the Damn It Slam episode.
Violence against gaming peripherals.
Yes.
And consumption.
It counts as violence when you're a guy like
that. Yeah, I was going to say.
Anyway,
that's pretty violent.
Not to step too far to the side, but, like, you know, Tenchu Z, man, we were like 8 kinds of excited for Tenchu Z because it was like, co-op, you know? And conceptually, that game didn't fail. Like, what the game was like, here, do this, was absolutely right up our alley in terms of that sort of thing. But it was epic fail. In terms of netcode, it was really horrible, and half of us were like, whatever. I bought the damn game when it failed. I mean, absolutely bought it first day. I was like, I don't care. I don't need it to be high-quality storytelling, necessarily. It can be completely dorky. I'm still going to get out there with Rikamaru and snickety-snicked and kill a bunch of guys. Only I get to do it co-op. It didn't work, whatever. It went on my shelf. But that had a Z in the title, which is no. That was the actual.
Where do you go from there?
No. That was the flaw. What they've done. The problem was that it had a Z. What they've done is they've rectified that problem, and then they're doing another one, but it's got a 4. Now 3 worked really. It was good. 2 was good. 1 was good. They all worked because, like,
the sequels were because they had numbers. I mean, obviously. So that somebody figured out what the fucking problem was.
It was the Z.
It was the fucking Z. Got rid of that shit, put a 4 on this one. Now I'm excited again.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Industry. Somebody decides to put a fucking shit. Letter in a thing, fire that guy.
He's going to fuck everything up.
Yeah, whatever. Or send me back to Japan, or whatever.
Yeah.
Because obviously
we're
diverging our game development philosophies as quickly as we possibly can, and whatever.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, is there anything
Tenchu 4, I was like, Tenchu 4, proper sequel, obviously somebody agrees to put the thing in whatever, hopefully, I'm sorry, but it's just like, it's something we can't stop hoping for. I really hope it's good. I know that the game has not been that interesting for a lot of people, but if it's, you know, if you got a yen for some, like, ninja action, Tenchu's your thing, it feels really bad to be let down, so always you're going to hope for a lot of improvement to that sort of thing. So I know that it's out there. I know that it's happening. I haven't even looked at the feature list to see if it's going to contain the sorts of things that Z theoretically offered. So I don't know.
Hey, if we'll it see. At least has working net code, that'll be a plus.
Well, yeah. It'll be improvement.
Yeah, a vast improvement.
Yeah, it will.
We could play Z together. We just couldn't talk to each other while we did it.
No, and it didn't, but it also didn't work. There was a lot of rubber banding.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like inconsistencies with
right.
With threat and the AI and stuff like that. It was just bad. There was also at a point in time when a lot of games seemed to be having the problem with. We're suffering a lot from the I can connect to like dude A and dude B, but if we're all connected, like dude C can't connect, and then like I can connect to him, but then the other guys can't connect or something like that. No. Distinct group of people could never get together the way they wanted to.
Yeah,
some of that problem in a while. However, dollars to donuts, you're going to be finding some of that this fall. I'm sorry, you do not. They couldn't get away with it. They couldn't get away with a simple semi-annual update ever without causing a lot of problems. Now they are
completely
digging
redoing
Xbox
everything.
Live back to the root. So I hope everybody has their fingers crossed. I hope they've done better work. I mean. I don't know. When's Live going back up again? Right now is the recording of this show. It's not
down. It's
right
still
now.
Down. So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's been down. It's been down all day.
Yeah, so they said for up to 24 hours.
Let's hope this is as proactive as we think it's going to be. So I'm looking forward
to
it.
That's okay. We'll go play SOCOM.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I'll play Wipeout or Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going
to
do?
I mean, I got any number of things I got to do. I got
exactly what you're going to do.
You play Warhammer.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah, I got. I haven't played much of any Warcraft over the past several days, and like I can feel it. I can feel it. It's like this has got to be what like biological clock feels like.
You hear the Lich King whispering in your ear.
I can hear Patch 3.0. I can feel it. It's in the back of my head. It is sneaking up on me, and I have a very limited amount of time to do what I need to do before that patch happens. And like uncertainty reigns across the land. I got into, I didn't get into trouble, but like, you know, I've started picking up, one of the things that's happening is like spell power and like healing and all this stuff is being unified. There's no strict healing items, there's no strict magic DPS items. They're all being unified under a singular stat. The coefficients are being changed so that anything of a particular tier, like even though this healing number is twice this DPS number at all, the math is working out so they'll be essentially identical. And I've started on my mage, I've started scooping up healing items, like little minor healing items left and right, and torquing a few people off in a couple of places who simply have not been paying attention to what's going to change. This is what happens when you have massive, established, consistent, persistent community involvement in something like that, and then you just completely turn it on its head. It's a little bit weird. So I feel that, like, there's all this weird tension in the community. It's going to be very interesting to watch what...
So what you're saying is, like, you're rolling need. Is that what you're telling me?
That's precisely what I was doing. I was need rolling.
And they're like, what are you doing?
WTF.
What, you don't need healing? Yeah,
I'm all like, slash quit. Whatever. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Touch base with my people there, because I haven't really been playing it as much as you need to leading up to something like this. Loving the Hell's Highway. Like, little bit of the, like I said, it's... Maybe it's a PS3 version. I don't know if anybody's played the 360 version. I'm having, like... The gameplay's actually right there at or slightly above what I consider to be acceptable and decent and fine technically. The cinematics are a little bit subpar in my regard. I'm not happy with some of the shaders. I just need the control to be a little snappier, a little sharper. This is the kind of thing that I really, really want. Squad commands are, it's iffy, it's sort of soft, but there's a lot of good there. I don't know if some of these issues are strictly PS3 issues. I doubt it. But you know what did happen today, though? I installed the SOCOM beta. I was playing Brothers in Arms last night. I installed the SOCOM beta. I was playing today, and then went back into Brothers in Arms, and wouldn't let me play it. And run out of space on my hard drive.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on a 40.
I'm on a 40. I had run out of space, and it said, like, you need... And it's very funny. I mean, it's really neither here nor there, but it wanted, like, nearly a gig of free space to let me play the game. It wanted to pre-allocate, like, 800... close to 900 megs, I think, for what I'm assuming is, you know, theoretical save space for all of these things and swap space or whatever. So, and I realized that, like, I had installed, like, everything that I have rented for my PS3, I have installed.
And you've been playing a lot more PS3 games.
And I've been playing a lot more PS3. So I had, like, gigs and gigs and, like, ridiculous numbers of gigs of installed games. But it just never occurred to me. I was like, man, I've got, like, tons of installed shit on my PS3. I need to go root some of that stuff out. It was I'm sure plenty of people have had that problem. I have never come up against it before.
I think I got rid of my Heavenly Sword. Stuff that was
well, you just get rid of the install. You don't have to get rid of the save files.
Oh, no, I don't get rid of the save files. But, you know, even better, you can just put a flash drive in there.
Yes.
And back up your save files.
Yeah. And it didn't matter. I just thought that was interesting.
And that's one of the other cool things is, like, with the picture mode of Wipeout. Save the pictures to.
Shut
whatever.
Up about it, all right?
Don't wanna.
But yeah, I think that's cool. Which you can actually do with Burnout as well. The snapshots that you take from when you crash into people can save to your hard drive, and you can upload them, and it's, you know, all framed in the little Burnout Paradise news. Blah, blah, blah. It gets hit in the face. But yeah, it works well. I tried the bikes in Burnout Paradise.
Yeah.
How was that?
It might be fun with a lot of people, but by yourself, it's just... It's different, but... It doesn't feel like Burnout when it's bikes.
Really?
It really doesn't. I mean, you've been doing the car thing for so long. You put me on bikes and kind of take away, like when you wreck. I mean, it does go into slow motion, but the bike doesn't deform. It just kind of skids along the ground. That's all. Yeah. And that's pretty. The rider completely disappears and whatever. So, Burnout is about the cars being mangled and going very fast. And again, when I stress, the cars doing this. And so, you know, the bikes might appeal to some people, and that's great that it's an option, and it's a free option at that. Mm-hmm. The day and night cycle is... The day and night cycle, that throws in a new challenge for you. Because when it gets dark in Paradise City, it's dark.
Yeah.
It's very dark. Your distance, you know, with the exception of the guy's headlights in front, that's pretty much the only way you can tell what's coming ahead. Because your lights only give you so much visibility of the road. And at the speed you're going, that almost cuts it in
like
half.
Like 1 second
of time. Yeah, it cuts that in half. So, but yeah, enjoyed that. Uh-oh.
That's really cool. I'm happy to say that Bioshock is now gold on PS3. That just happened today. That news happened today. Bioshock's gold on PS3.
Good.
That's
demo?
Really good.
Did I read something about a demo?
I didn't. I don't know if you did. That would be really great. I don't know that you even need it at this point. I gotta say, though, you know, I think one of the best things you could possibly do, if you have to suffer and be second place on a release of something like Bioshock or, what's that JRPG that's coming out? The one that's on 360 that's actually quite
Infinite
close.
And Discovery?
No. Older. Eternal Sonata.
Oh, Eternal Sonata.
You've got to be second fiddle, and I'm talking second fiddle by like up to a year.
Eternal Sonata, second fiddle.
It's very interesting to me, because we're talking about the Alone in the Dark game.
Yeah.
Like, Alone in the Dark comes out for 360, gets raked over the coals for all of its, like, not just its mediocrity, but, like, its very clear failure points, of which I think there were any number of them. And the majority of these are being addressed. And they're saying, no, we're taking a look at this, we're going to do this. And when we release it on the PS3, basically we will have, you know, wiped clean the majority of the shit that's involved in the game. I think one of the, you know, it's fine. It's not great to be the second system. It's not great to have that kind of distance. But, you know, I honestly think that there should have been some more work in this. If you're going to be behind the curve by a year on BioShock, and we're not just talking about something that was out on the 360, but also out on the PC, there's a lot of ways for people to experience this game. I think you should take the opportunity to change what people don't like. I think you should take the opportunity to change that ending. I think that if there are things in a game and you're going to be that far behind it, you change that shit. Change it. If it's something that wasn't fixed on the other end, if it's something that wasn't available in DLC, like, you want to sell some copies of BioShock on the PS3, change that fucking ending. You advertise it, you change that ending. Last 15% of the game is totally different.
Yeah.
See how it's different by our fucking game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would come close to doing that.
$60, please.
I mean, it's already understood. It's already one thing to say all the DLC that happened on this side is now included completely. You know, in a singular package on this other console, on this this other system. But that's something that I would do. If somebody came to me and said, yeah, you know, why do I want to play this game? I already played it and it was over here.
Well, we went back and we've changed the ending.
Yeah, we changed the ending. We added some extra...
We went back and we fixed the ending.
Yeah.
is a better term.
And I say this largely because, like, you know... I personally want to rewrite the ending of that game. I think there should have been two endings. I think of all the games in the world. And I'm not talking about, like...
Well, there were two, but no, yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm talking about two gameplay decisions. I personally think that if you did not... I think, fine, you want to create that escort mission. I think that there were design flaws in that mission. And I'm sorry if I'm...
Sorry for what?
If for somebody who hasn't played the game, I'm going to talk a little bit about the ending, but it's a year old. It's been how long?
Yes,
but I'm also talking about a game that's coming out on a new system. So,
right.
I mean,
the point is, I think the way that it ended was okay in terms of that gameplay segment, but I think that it should have been designed a little bit different. I think it could have been made to work. What I wanted to see, my own personal idea for an ending, would have been if you had made the morally ambiguous choice or the morally void choice that you didn't have any relationship with the little sisters whatsoever. I wanted, instead of being led through this particular place that you only have access to because of them, I still wanted to get in the suit, but I wanted to go outside. I wanted to be one of the ones that I saw outside. I wanted to actually be like one of the Rosies, or like one of the ones that was a welder, and have to like traverse some space outside and like cut my way through, access my way through in an airlock, in a pressure lock somewhere. That's what I wanted. Two divergent paths based on that choice. You give me a different cutscene, like,
that's it.
Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter because like what actually happened was no different really with what I did. So I'm just saying, it's already spending the money to put the game on your system. Chuck a little extra somebody's way, because a lot of us were suckers. So, but yeah, suckers for what we want. If you're going to give us what we want, then that's great. So I'm just saying, like, it got me to thinking when all this stuff started happening with the Alone in the Dark thing. I think they saw an opportunity to say, we fucked up over here. We have the means to make it right over here. If you find yourself in second place for delivery of a major title, pressure on, you know, give people a reason to move over. I don't know.
Well, before we go any longer, you want to dip into the mailbag real quick?
Dip into the mailbag. Go ahead.
I thought we dipped on Thursday.
Put your finger in.
Oh,
did we dip on Thursday?
We dipped on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, we got some. I don't know what the point.
I think we,
nobody told me.
Yeah,
I wasn't here on Thursday.
Yeah, we dipped on Thursday.
What were you doing on Thursday?
I was fixing broken shit.
Yeah, well, we were dipping into the mailbag.
There's new things in the mailbag. We can dip in again.
I figured there were, well, yeah, I know. I figured that that Thursdays would be a good mailbag segment to have on there. And we could have a lot more mail to talk about Thursday.
We'll see. Yeah. You might want to save it for Thursday.
But okay. Yeah. Keep writing us. We have a segment now on Thursday.
Obviously, you see how badly Jeremy wants to read your emails. So
yes, exactly. We love
he
getting
just,
emails.
You don't understand. He just sits there and hits refresh.
That's what I.
He pines for it.
I'm sad that I don't have any new mail at everyone at ingamechat.net.
Yeah, we're forced.
We did get an email from Josh Sandman, so thanks. Yeah, and we'll be replying to that here very shortly. But yeah, send us email, everyone, at ingamechat.net. And we'll read your mail on Thursday and reply to it, just as we did last time. And, you know, whore ourselves out for beta codes and friend requests and all sorts of stuff. So.
We'll whore ourselves for friends. It'll be great.
Exactly. But yeah, so I think we ought to wrap up this.
Yeah, you know, it's been a big deal.
On Thursday.
Thanks everybody for listening.
Thanks Nick and James for
calling.
Yeah. It is. It's big.
It's a big deal. We're glad you're here. We hope you enjoy in-game chat as much as we do. We like it a lot. We're happy to be producing it. A lot of stuff in store.
There's like a lot of you. A
lot of growth, and as always, we welcome your input. Send us an email. Get in touch
and
with us.
And again, once again, you will know exactly what's going
Stay
on.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta say.
That's all you gotta say.
Yeah. You'll know.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.